Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding with the miracle seed. The Lord says that he has equipped thee. And yet the enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal that you're powerlessness. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding to the miracle seed. And you're going to begin to see that great things shall open up for thee. For there is a wellspring of information that God has placed deep down inside of thee. The enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal powerlessness. He wants to reveal pitfalls and failures. But the Lord says, I see your potential. I see the power that I have placed inside of thee. I see so many possibilities for thee. I see your faith. And yet God has put great inner strength deep down inside of thee. And you're going to experience great breakthroughs. You're going to see great growth. You're going to see better relationships. And yet you will also see more finances. For the Lord said that all the pieces are coming together for thee. And you will experience some remarkable things opening up for thee. And you will come into a time of a knowing. You will come into a time of success that shall open up new surprises. For the Lord says, I send support and strength unto thee in this season. And no matter what situation you may be in, you're going to see solutions. You're going to be aware of all the answers that Father God has in store for thee. I want to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, your strengths, your talents.
And I hear the word of the Lord saying concerning your gifts and talents. For Father God says you may be in these areas and you may have found yourself attracted, or these are some potential areas of growth and prosperity. I hear Father God saying you have a natural gift for personal success in the areas and of employment and careers, in the area of even the athletics and the sports. For Father God says you are a natural born leader, and I hear Father God saying you have the strength and the endurance to even move forward in this area. If you're attracted to anything athletic, Father God says it's a win-win situation. For Father God says you also have the ability to begin to build. I hear Father God saying build in the area of a personal stylist. For Father God says your creativity and your self-expression in the areas of this. Father God says you have the gifting and talent to build and beautify. Father God says you can beautify. I don't know if you've ever been attracted to this, but Father God says you can beautify and style anything. I even hear Father God saying in the areas of interior decorating, Father God says you can beautify and bring things together. You can make something out of nothing. I also hear Father God saying computer engineering, computer programming. Father God says anything in the area of the sciences and the mathematics, Father God says you'll do very well. Also here, Father God says you have the ability to construct. For Father God says, and within the building, Father God says you have the ability to construct and bring things and people and places together. Father God says because of your humanitarian nature and your loving nature, Father God says even in the area of international affairs, Father God says you have the ability to bridge gaps even culturally. Father God says you have the ability to become an international personality. So Father God says as you begin to look into this, as you listen to this, I hear Father God saying you have the ability to lead if you decide to and you're willing to do what it takes. I also hear Father God saying the military may have attracted you at some point where you would have began to receive training and gain skills and your giftings would have begun to come out and be really refined. So I even hear Father God saying within this economics, politics, Father God says you have the ability to be a politician and a great politician at that. And Father God says you have the ability to move beyond your present situation as you move forward, even within organizing. Father God says you're a natural born organizer. If you ever took the opportunity or were attracted, Father God says you have the ability to be a personal organizer. And Father God says this would assist you in moving forward in even organizing groups and communities. Also here, Father God, saying, because of the mathematics and the science and the precision, I hear Father God saying the medical field is wide open for you as well. For Father God says you even have the ability to be a surgeon, even a specialized surgeon, because Father God says you're willing to go beneath the surface and get to the root of things. So Father God says as you move forward in your giftings and your talents and your skills, be open. But for Father God says you have the ability to be a natural born humanitarian as well as a philanthropist. So Father God says as you move forward in giving and leading, I even hear Father God saying you'll be one who'd want to protect the people. And I hear Father God saying you'd be a great attorney and or lawyer. So if you've been attracted to the law, Father God says continue to move forward in this. And as we close, I just hear Father God saying you'll be one to write and publish, and one to bring others together to be a publisher of many. So Father God says be open to these things, for he's going to prosper you and bring great wealth as you focus on your gifts, your skills and talents. God bless you.
So Father says that I will raise thee up, for I have brought you to a turning point in your mind where you're going to have an opportunity to acquire much. You're going to have an opportunity to accumulate the mastery of each level of each thing you've ever gone through. For I've called you to be my servant. I will allow you to serve as my kingdom helper, as my spiritual helper. And not so easy thing to do, because you're going to be called to build people, but yet you must learn to let go, and you must not move into attachments. Not an easy calling, but you're called to bring people into the universal things of the Spirit. For the Spirit says unto thee that you must learn to be in the world, but not of the world. And yet your prophetic anointing will tune you into the deeper things of the Spirit, and you will come into an understanding of my blueprint for your life and for people around you. For I will make thee to be one that will cause your dreams to become a reality. For the Lord says, when you learn to let go of the need for possessions and power and wealth and self-gratification of the lower self, the same will come to you easily and appropriately. For you will share your universal and your spiritual love and gifts generously with deserving recipients. For I've called you to assist others with their responsibilities. For you are to help the poor and the hindered, to give encouragement to the downtrodden. This is your calling. This is your task. But to whom much is given, much is required. For you will move into the higher things of the Spirit. For I will increase your prophetic anointing. I will inspire you, and even your artistic anointing. And yet you are my prophet. You are my poetic. My poet. And I will make you a voice. And you will use my words. You will use your words to express me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I have given you the eye for beauty and the standards of perfection. For the Lord says unto thee that as you reach for the heavens, as you reach for the stars, I will reach forth my hand back unto thee. And there is much good that you will do for many, many people. And I will make thee a fisher of men, saith the Lord of hosts.
Dear friend, I want to thank you for releasing your seed. I just want to share a few principles with you concerning strength. Get a pen and begin to write these things down, because this is going to be a key for you, a key to your success, a key to your blessings, and keys to your prosperity. You see, you want to know how to win the battle and win the war whole. Well, how do you win? I've revealed to you your strength, your talents, what areas that you could go in career, personally, or professionally. I've already given you all of that information. To win whole means to win with your resources and your objective intact. Well, how does one win war or win whole according to Sun Tzu? You do it by removing your enemy's hope for victory. That's why we've given you your strengths. You do it also by using all of your advantages, number two. But number three, employ your enemy's weaknesses. Use them to your advantage. And number four, attack along an unexpected line. Sung Tzu also stated that all men can see the tactics whereby I conquer my enemy, but none can see the strategy I use to create the victory. Strategies has been given to you, have been made known to you. Now you know how to begin to apply what God has placed inside of thee. It's not too late. It's not too soon. It's right on time. Just a few principles concerning your strength that I know that is going to bless you. Number one, strength is determined by focus. What you look at either motivates you or stagnates you. Number two of your strengths. Never use the strength for achieving your goal, convincing others to believe in it. You don't have to convince anyone about anything. God gave it to you. He's given you a gift. He's given you a talent. Number three of your strengths that I want you to begin to know. Disconnect from those who sympathize where you are at and move towards those who energize where you're going. That's key. Watch your environment. Watch whom you have around you. Because environment and people, or wrong people rather, can deplete your strengths as well as your talents. Number four of your strengths. You will use more strength pursuing an option than you will following an instruction. Very key. Number five of your strengths. What you have love for, you will have a longevity in. Where you're placing your love at. Number six of your strengths. Strength must be daily renewed, or it will be eventually expired. You got to use it daily. You got to put it into practice. It must be a daily process. You must talk daily, you must pray daily, you must think daily, and you must stay in His presence on a daily and a continual basis. Alleviate from any one of those, and you're setting yourself up for a future failure. Number seven of your strengths. The strategy to replace a mistake comes from the honesty to admit that you made one. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I have a series that I want you to think about getting. And matter of fact, I know you need to have it. It's a series titled Giant Slayers. Giant Slayers. I want you to get a seed in the ground, $44 into the ministry. And I want to get this series into your hands because I know that it's going to bless you. Giant Slayers. It's going to set you free. It's going to make a champion out of you. Thank you, Sister Vera, for your seed of faith and obedience. God bless.